Hello and welcome to the first of 2023 webinars for the Stringfellow Technology Group. I'm your host, I'm Daniel Buchanan. I'm joined today with Edward Stringfellow, who is the CEO and healthcare IT consultant for Stringfellow Technology Group, and also a host of other things that I'm sure he will get into here in a second. Pilot, traction coach, other cool stuff. So we wanted to have very useful information that we could share with folks, and we wanted to engage with people in a meaningful way and provide useful information. So we did some webinars last year. We wanted to pick these back up again. I think we had a really good success with those. So the first thing I wanted to talk about this year was something that I figured everybody could use, like how to get more stuff done in the day. All right, we've all got so many hours, we've got to balance our home and our work, and we've got to get things done. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how to plan for success, right? How to use Planner and To-Do and some of the other tools and Teams to be more productive. So Edward, I'm going to turn it over to you. What exactly is Traction? I know this is something that I wasn't really aware of before I met you. I think I might have heard about it. What is Traction, and why should any business owner care about it?
So Traction is, I think they call it the entrepreneurial operating system. So it's now at this point it's pretty old book that's come out, but Gino Wickman wrote it back in the day. And basically I describe it as it's a combination of a lot of different concepts and theories kind of distilled down into a very actionable format, right? So it'll pull from things that you've probably heard of, whether it's Gazelles or Rockefeller Habits or a lot of different pieces. But what I like about Traction is it's very prescriptive. You know, it tells you kind of what to do, which is helpful for a lot of business owners, because we can spend a whole bunch of time creating what we should be doing. And, you know, this really does help you jumpstart that. And today we're specifically going to be talking about the concept of what they call a weekly level 10 meeting. And so what the weekly level 10 meeting is as you would imagine, it is a weekly meeting. Imagine that, right? So it's a weekly meeting, and the level 10 piece of it is because at the end of these meetings, you're supposed to rate them, and you know, you're going to end up with, you know, hopefully a 10 on every meeting. So we call it the weekly level 10 meeting. That's the weekly component. There's obviously a quarterly meeting and an annual offsite. There's a lot more to Traction, but this component, the Traction component, as it's called, there's actually six components, but the Traction component has this very, I don't want to use the word rigid, but it definitely has guidance on how to have these meetings and even the order of the meetings, et cetera. And so today what we'll do is kind of review what a meeting is supposed to look like. And then we're going to map that into some tools that are available to you in Microsoft Teams, specifically To-Do and Planner. And we're going to talk about how those tools can really facilitate these meetings without everybody having to try to make up 10 different ways to do it. Does that sound like it will meet your goals, Daniel, for helping people obtain success?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's a big part of, you know, talking to business owners is trying to share useful information with them. And it's really amazed me as I've learned about Traction and read the book and started mentioning it to some of the business leaders that I talk to. A lot of people know about this. Like, it's something that people use. And so it's kind of a cool common ground to kind of find and talk to about with other business owners, you know, varying sizes. Small companies can use it, you know, and then all the way up to huge companies can use it as well. So a couple of the tools that I kind of wanted to drill into and ask you about that seem really, really obvious to me, but might not be so much to other people, are a Planner and To-Do. So when I saw Planner, I kind of thought it was sort of like Project, like Microsoft Project. Of course, you know, I think it's got some project management components, but I don't know that it's great at that. Why is Planner a useful tool, and what, you know, how would it fit into, you know, to what a business owner would want to do?
Yeah. So Planner and To-Do, again, both part of the 365 suite that you get with most plans. So Planner specifically, it's the concept of buckets and then task, right? And so we can group task into buckets, we can flow them across. You know, in software development, we've all seen the giant board with all the sticky notes of the different pieces of the project moving along. So I do think you could probably use it as a lightweight project management tool. A Kaizen board, you know, a lot of people have those, again, with sticky notes and all those kinds of things. In what we're talking about today, we just found that Planner is a pretty good tool, again, to collect the different pieces of a weekly level 10 meeting so that when you come into the meeting, it's very, very focused on what you need to do. Also important is the structure is the same for everybody. So it's not a spreadsheet, which can get modified easily and can sometimes be hard to find, but Planner just makes it super easy to add what we call IDS issues. We'll talk about those, or to make sure that your client headlines are all in one place. And it incorporates directly into Teams. So within the team that's needing to have the weekly level 10 meeting, guess what? The planner's just right there. Super easy to find. So I think a lot of groups spend way too much time on what tool or how they're going to implement, you know, this weekly level 10 meeting structure. And so hopefully today we can just say, hey, look, here's Planner. Here's a template. It's super simple, by the way. This is not difficult. But if all your teams run it the same way, it'll become pretty powerful. So that's Planner kind of in a nutshell. And we'll kind of dive into that a little more.
Cool. Yeah. Well, let's go on and talk about like what exactly a level 10 meeting is. Like, I know there's somewhat of an agenda to it. It'll change, but I think there's somewhat of a template. I've noticed weird things like rocks and IDSs and headlines and things like that, you know, I noticed over and over again in the different level 10 meetings. Like, what exactly does that mean?
So I will have to kind of not correct, but push back a little bit. There's not somewhat of an agenda and kind of an agenda. It's a very specific agenda. Right. And so it's funny. A lot of people go, okay, so I'm going to take this and then I'm going to mold it into what my business needs because my business is special and different. And in my coaching with Traction, I would caution you against that. That's not what you want to do. You want to literally follow the template just as is, because the structure has kind of been proven to work. And what will end up happening is your marketing team will run it a little different than your sales team, than your ops team. And now we're not on the entrepreneurial operating system. We're in the operating system of whatever the department head wants to use, which is, you know, not helpful. I'm not saying a small modification. So, you know, if there's no client headlines in a specific department, which I can't imagine that happening, I guess you could take that out. But the reality is, I would suggest sticking very closely to the agenda as you get started implementing Traction. So now, and by the way, we could do a whole webinar on maybe Traction weekly level 10 meetings. So we're going to go through this. I'm going to go through this fairly quickly, and we might do another webinar diving into actual each bit piece. But we're going to go through this quickly because the goal of today really is to show you, hey, so here's this, and then how to-dos and Planner can help you implement it. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. So segue. Like most any meeting where you want to get into something, hey, you start, hey, what was the best and potentially not great thing that happened last week? That just gets your team settled and focused on the meeting. That's pretty standard operating procedure. Client headlines, you know, both good and bad. So let's talk about, you know, what's going on there. Same thing with team headlines, both good and bad. You know, what's happening with our teams. Scorecards. So scorecards are interesting. We're seeing scorecards now showing up in Power BI and being pulled directly from systems. You know, at Stringfellow, we actually use a third-party app that connects to all our systems. It's kind of industry-specific, and it, boom, you know, it has everything up there. So scorecards typically are stored in a number of places, and we'll talk about that a little more in a later slide and how you can use Teams to help with scorecards. Rocks, that's a fancy word for quarterly goals, right? They call them rocks, but in the Traction world, they're rocks. But basically, you want to make sure that you're either, you know, you're on track. And if you're off track, we'll do what's called an IDS session to try to kind of unstick and fix that. To-dos are just what you think. To-dos typically, at least in the Traction world, are things that can be done in a week or two, right? A to-do that goes on for a month is a rock, you know, or something that we didn't define very well. But to-dos are those weekly, you know, and potentially 2 week things that we've agreed to do and we need to track. And we'll definitely dive into that later. IDS could do a whole webinar on proper IDS format, but it stands for identify, discuss, and solve. So identify what the root cause, the real problem is. Typically, businesses address symptoms, not root causes. Again, that could be, this could be a whole nother webinar, so we'll have to kind of pause on that. But IDS, think of that in terms of, hey, here are the things that occurred throughout the week that as a group and a team that we need to kind of really dig in and solve for. Does that make sense? And then we are talking about productivity. So I think it's important to note, having a place. So what happens is someone on your team, an issue comes up, they know it's an IDS item for the meeting, but if this isn't set up right, they don't have a place to put it. So it becomes an email in your inbox. It becomes a drive-by at your office. It becomes a text. It becomes a Teams chat. And then the next thing you know, they've brought this IDS issue to you essentially in real time. Terrible for productivity. So let's just go ahead and say the issue is not going to be company in, you know, the building's not on fire. That's not an IDS issue. That's you run around and tell people to get out of the building. But an IDS issue is something that, hey, it can wait. You know, it's important, but it's, you know, it can wait until the weekly level 10 meeting. So you got to have a place for that, right? Like if you don't have a place for it, then I'll store my IDSs in email and you'll store yours in a notepad document. Yours will be over here, you know, on a legal pad. And that's not really super helpful. So we want them all to go to one place. And we'll talk later about how there's that central place for IDS issues that can be really helpful. Last piece, just wrap up and cascading messages. It's just part of the traction process. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you need to wrap the meeting, get feedback. Everybody should rate it a 10. That's the weekly level 10 piece of it. Everybody should rate the meeting a 10, and then you discuss kind of the messages you want to send out to your team for the rest of the week. And then, you know, hopefully you can get where your cadence of the meeting is, you can end on time too. So start on time, end on time, and go through these things. Is that helpful? Does that make sense? Any questions there, Daniel?
Yeah, I think so. I think something to note as well that kind of, you know, I had to recontextualize was the whole scorecards thing. You know, a lot of times those are called KPIs or key performance indicators or success metrics or something else. And at the end of the day, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a scorecard, right? Like it's your big number that you're supposed to be looking at in your job to make sure that you're on track and you're moving the needle. You know, so if you're a salesperson, it's how many prospects did you find? If you're a tech support person, it's how many tickets did you solve or whatever. So I think that is an interesting thing to note. And I think it's really important to have it in this kind of format so that you're coming back every week to look at that and to kind of revisit that. I think obviously it leads to some successes. So
if you don't have a scorecard, you don't know the score. Pretty straightforward, right? I am surprised at the number of businesses they haven't actually defined. I mean, it sounds easy. The profit and loss statement is not really a scorecard. I mean, it is, but I mean, a profit and loss statement is a record of what happened, has already happened. There's no leading indicators on a P&L. It all already happened. So again, this could be an entirely different webinar, but I specifically on scorecards, when you're building those, make sure they have leading indicators that can help you guide the business versus just tell you what happened. That can be kind of helpful. Good stuff.
Cool. Well, how does that so that's great. Level 10 meeting. That's fantastic. You got a list of items here. You got an agenda. It's obviously very specific, but like, how does that tie into planner? I mean, I've seen the way, you know, obviously I'm kind of leading us to the next slide here, but like, you know, this kind of shows a little bit how planner is set up. Why would you set it up that way? And what does that exactly mean? These different columns here.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is so simple. It's some people go, well, that's all. And it really is that this is it. So planner, all you have to do, planner, they're called buckets, but across the screen here, you see client headlines, team headlines, to do, weekly IDS, and quarterly rocks. Takes 2 seconds to set up. They're the buckets that you set up. And so notice this planner looks to be, this is our leadership meeting. You'll see it's tabbed in the team at the top, so it's super easy to access. We call it our EOS, but leadership team, so our weekly level 10. And you've got the buckets going across the top. So the point is, during the week, if there is a client headline that pops up in my head, or there's something that, hey, the leadership team or any team, you know, it's like, hey, this is a client headline, we need to acknowledge or make everybody aware of this. You click right here, you click add task, you put in the name of the client, you know, hopefully you put a note in that says what it's about. And so now you have taken that out of your brain, put it in this, and then you'll easily be able to come back to it, which is super, super important. We can't carry all this information in our heads, and we've got to use the tools that we have to help us, right? And again, it's got to be in a central place, because what happens often is I'll think I have a client headline. You go here to put it in and you see, oh, that's already been put in. So you can either review the notes and add your own, or you can, you know, make another, whatever you want to do. So having that central place is super important. When we talk about entering any item onto Planner, whether it's under the to-do, team headlines, client, whatever, I'm a huge, like, you've got to put the headline needs to, you know, be the headline. That's fine. But you've got it. There's a note field, right? So in each of, you know, these items, there's a note field, to due date, who to assign it to, et cetera. I really would say always put some level of note on your item, because inevitably what happens, especially this happens, especially with IDS, right? Boom, issue occurs. We need to discuss it this next week. And I put discuss AR or whatever, discuss, you know, discuss customer service. Well, by the time we get to the meeting 4 days later, even though I put it in, I have no idea what it was, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of, like, if you don't put the note, hey, this occurred and this keeps occurring and here's why and here's what I, you know, you don't have to solve, you obviously you don't want to solve it in the IDS, but the item, but you do want to put a note that helps remind you and also helps your team members, because in prepping for the meeting, now this is all here in one place. And so I'm like, oh, that's an interesting IDS. I can pop it open and grab a note. And so I can maybe be forming some thoughts or ideas ahead of time. And that also helps increase productivity. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very useful. And that's, I guess, goes to show the flexibility of Planner. I mean, so we're using it for a specific way, but those little buckets could be renamed to any different thing. You could move, you know, your different little cards, I think they call them, the little items that you put in there, or tickets, sometimes they get called. You can move those between, you know, like you said, it's very flexible, but it's very powerful. And one of the cool things that I'm not sure that we've mentioned are each one of those little tasks that you create, you can delegate to someone. And I think that is a really, really cool feature, because as you're having your meeting and you figure out what needs to be done, you create your to-do, and then you delegate to somebody and you give them like a kind of a deadline to get it done by. So I think that's a useful skill to be able to do, because how else are you going to do that? You're going to tell somebody, you're going to send them an email, you're going to send them a text. I mean, what are you going to do?
You're spot on. I think we probably should have shown a card in here that shows you all the different options, because when you do open one of those up, it gives you, you know, obviously a title, but a notes. It even for to-dos, it can give you checklist items. So like, hey, here are the five things that will complete this to-do. And Daniel's 100% correct. And you can assign these to anyone. The assignment really matters most on the to-do column, right? So we talk about it and we say, hey, we're going to go research new marketing vendors. And so that gets assigned to Daniel. And we'll talk later in this webinar about why that's so important, because then it will show up in his to-do application, which is super, super helpful. Really, the assignment is most important on the to-do column. The rest, it'll say that you created it and that's fine. So don't, like, if you put the item in, don't assign it to yourself. That kind of didn't make any sense. And it will start showing up on your to-dos, and that's not super helpful. So when you create an item, it'll say you created it, but still put a note in. So you know, this IDS, you created it, Edward. There's no note. What is it? Oh, I don't know. I forgot. So make sure you add your note. Add your note. It's super, super, super helpful. So yeah. Let's dive in. What are we diving in next? To-dos?
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about like to-dos. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about this before, but like, it seems like every app is a to-do app now, right? Like, you know, you can make a document in Word and it has you can add checkboxes to it. And then Notion, everybody's using Notion. There's just all these tools out there around different ways to get stuff done, but they all end up kind of distilling down to to-do lists, right? And so that's something that's been very helpful for me to be more productive, is to kind of have to-do lists. So yeah. What would make Microsoft To-Do a better to-do list than any other to-do list?
Well, I'm not going to go out and say better than any other, but I am going to say, if you are using Planner and Traction in the ways that we're describing, what is super, super helpful is when you said, okay, so in a to-do card, and then it's assigned to me, well, you'll notice there's a place here, and this is Microsoft To-Do. So it's an application. It's part of Microsoft 365. You download it. It's got a mobile version, web version, PC version, Mac version, everything. So it's great. So it is a to-do application. But the cool part is the integration. So in Planner, I assign it and then boom, those to-dos show up under the assign to me bucket in Microsoft To-Do. So why is that important? Well, if you're on more than one team, which in my case I am, you know, I don't want to go check four planner boards to figure out what got assigned to me in the course of a week. So now I can go in my to-do app, click on assign to me, and I can see here I've got two to-dos from marketing, two from our EOS meeting. You know, I've got a couple that are due. I've got one that was overdue yesterday. So it's just great because now they're all in one place. The other thing that you can do is to-do has a my day feature. So, you know, you can go and say, hey, I got to knock these two out. I got to do these two today. And so you can right click my day. And what you can do is you can pull from your personal to-do list, which is not, you know, not part of the planner and everything, and the planner list, and build a set of to-dos for your day, right? And knock all those out. It's super, super productive, especially if you are like a practice administrator or, you know, head of a couple of different groups, because those groups have their own meetings, and all of a sudden, you know, you're checking five different places, and this really, really brings it all to one area. So from having your task all in one place is a huge deal. You'll notice too, right under there says flag the email. I personally don't make as much use of this, but in Outlook, if you flag an email for follow-up, it'll create a to-do automatically under this flagged email column. So, you know, theoretically, you can flag emails to reply to later, et cetera, and then work them straight out of here, and it all remains connected. So I think a lot of people utilize kind of flagging and following up of emails, and those also would show up right here, which is super cool.
Sure. Yeah. And it is nice to be able to prioritize with that my day feature. I like that one a lot. And it figures out when due dates are, and it'll kind of prompt you a little bit about it. And it can be as easy as when you're typing them in, you know, do this by tomorrow. It makes a due date for it. Like, it's smart enough to understand. So it's a really advanced tool. And I've used a lot of different to-do tools, and I like it a lot. I wanted to say something a little bit briefly and kind of ask you about, you know, the whole approach to making to-do lists. I don't want to get too far into the weeds with this, but I know this was a big deal for me when I listened to David Allen's talk to Google that he gave, and he's all about this whole GTD. They call it like the, you know, like the Bible of Silicon Valley. But I think it's a big reason why a lot of these tech folks who are super productive are using to-do lists. I don't know. I think you've mentioned that's one of the approaches that you take with your getting things done, kind of making to-do lists. I mean, what do you want to say about that? I mean, like, why is it important to like make a list of things? Like, why don't you just like do them?
Well, so first of all, this book, which I have a copy, it's on my bookshelf behind me. It was written in 2001. So obviously these tools weren't even around then. And what I would say is now we have some technology tools, whether it's To-Do, Planner, Teams, to help implement these in a better way. I don't recall because it was so long ago that I read the book, but I think he was talking about having physical folders.
Yeah.
With paper, and I hope you don't have those in your office too much. And if you do, call us, we'll help you out. We need to go digital. But to answer your question, you know, yeah, the human mind can do one thing at a time, no matter what anybody, multitasking is like it is a literal myth. Mm-hmm. You can do a lot of tasks rapidly between each other, but not really. And, you know, having a central place to gather all of your things is very, very important. Another thing is, I think in this book, the concept was, you know, handle it, kind of look at it one time and either, what was it, toss it, schedule for later, yada, yada. So to-do gives you a place to make all that happen, whether it's an email you need to act on, you know, your weekly level 10 stuff. And obviously to-do you can use for your personal to-dos. What I find one of the best things from a stress relief perspective is, so I'm, you know, sitting here working on something and it pops in my mind, hey, I need to call and schedule my annual doctor's visit that I keep forgetting to schedule, you know, and I keep forgetting, it pops in my mind. And so I got two choices. Like, I can stop everything I'm doing and go look up the number and call and, you know, do all that, which sometimes that's preferable, but you do that, but that does stop everything you're doing. Or to-do is right there, pop it open. You know, I have a personal, you know, list of things. Call, you know, call doctor, yada, 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 set a due date, maybe a week out, whatever it needs to be. And what that does is it gets that out of your brain, out of your mind. Like once you've written it down, it's just one less thing that you're having to think about, and you've unburdened yourself, and now you go back to your task and you have one less thing, right? That's why a lot of folks, they talk about they keep a scratch pad or, you know, something by their bedside, right? So I get up in the middle of the night and I got 10 things on my mind and I write the 10 things down and I go back to bed. That's the same concept, right? So I do believe in, if something pops up and it was important enough, it surfaced in your consciousness, well, rather than having to go back down to your subconscious and come back up at whatever time it does, and typically it comes back at, you know, times where you can't act on it, pop it in that to do. And then now when you, I don't know about free time, but now when you have to do time, or, hey, I'm going to schedule some time to knock out to do's, they're all right there. Pick them, put them on your my day, boom, they get done. So I do believe that's helpful from a productivity standpoint.
For sure. 100%. Yeah. He says, when you get inspired, right, then you've got a place to go to look for things to do. You've kind of got a bucket for it. So yeah, that was really interesting to me to see that. And then to tie that into to do, and then also to planner, where you've got teams of people and you can divvy out stuff. So we've covered a ton of topics. We've got a lot that we've talked about. You know, we talked about traction, we talked about planner and to do. What do you think the key takeaways, if you're just going to catch one little snippet of the video, what do you think the most important things about what we've talked about here are to take home?
So let's have maybe the key takeaway, which is kind of generic, is to use the tools, the technology tools available to you to enable better workflow and process, right? Don't go make up a spreadsheet when you can easily in Planner create four buckets and be done with it. And PS, it's very robust. Those cards, which we didn't show, you know, those cards, boom, they're already done. They got a note section, this assignment, due date, you know, all the things you'd expect are all right there. You can't do that in a spreadsheet. You can't do it in a legal pad. So I think the biggest takeaway is to use the technology that's typically available to you to enable more productivity, better processes. I think that's the biggest takeaway. This was just an example. Like, you know, you may not use Traction, which is totally fine, but this is just the point here was, hey, here's Traction, this tangible, you know, manual of how to run a business, and here's how to enable it with technology. It's very simple. Like, it's not hard. And I think a lot of groups could take a lot of advantage of that.
I agree with you. Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, I'm joined today with Edward, and I'm Daniel. And so we hope to catch you at the next webinar, which we're going to try to do one of these a month. So thank you again for joining us, and you have a great day.
Thanks so much.